Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from Ireland, we have Father Thomas McCarthy. Father Thomas has done many things in the Order, but now lives in Galway, assistant in chaplaincy work at the university, and with RTE, Ireland's national broadcaster, as a commentator and translator for papal events. His preaching today is entitled, Why Now?
From the Holy Gospel according to Mark. After John had been arrested, Jesus went into Galilee. There he proclaimed the good news from God. The time has come, he said, and the kingdom of God is close at hand. Repent and believe the good news. As he was walking along by the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and his brother Andrew casting a net in the lake, but they were fishermen. And Jesus said to them, "Follow me, and I will make you into fishers of men." And at once they left their nets and followed him. Going on a little further, he saw James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John. They too were in their boat, mending their nets. He called them at once, and leaving their father Zebedee in the boat with the men he employed, they went after him. The Gospel of the Lord. These couple of lines from the Gospel according to Mark are likely lines we've heard many times. Yet, reading it again, knowing I would have the chance to comment on it for this coming Sunday, I noticed something else, or maybe I was reading something into the text that Mark didn't intend. You can be the judges. Jesus is already preaching. He has moved into Galilee and wants to call the local population to think again about their lives and realize things could be much better if only they realized how near what he called the kingdom of God was, how near at hand was the salvation and healthy moral life they longed for, and we long for. And yet, what does he do next? Pretty soon in his preaching tour of Galilee, it seems to me that it struck Jesus he could not do it on his own, and that having a team who would join him, get to know the gospel message he was preaching, and go in their turn to preach and share it, this would greatly help the enterprise, and more people could get to know what it was all about. Is that a fair conclusion from the text, from the way Mark has ordered it? Jesus preaches and then calls others straight away to be with him and become fishers of men in their own turn. And there's something else. I've often wondered how it's possible these four fishermen left their nets and their boats, left their livelihood so quickly, so suddenly, and in the case of John and James, left their father too. Yes, of course, it could be they were immediately impressed by Jesus, and that he just touched the spot, as it were, that his words made sense immediately. But why did it make sense straight away? Perhaps because, like so many, they were fed up with their job. It was a tough job, and from later in the gospel pages we know they could often be out on the lake all night and catch no decent fish at all. It was a humdrum job that kept repeating itself. Out on the lake, unload and try to sell the fish, clean and mend the nets. See the family, eat something, sleep for a bit, and then head back out, often when the weather was rough. The family were short of funds, and you needed to work and then hope to sell those fish. Maybe they had enough of this and were keen for a change of timetable, a change of activity, though if they thought preaching with Jesus was going to bring in funds, they were in for a shock. Jesus nonetheless touched a spot in their heart and just at the right time, and he turned their lives around. I don't think they ever regretted it, though they did suffer later for being Christian. It could be that you and I are offered some change or improvement in our life, or at least we hope it will be an improvement. You can wait, not sure if the time is right for the change, but sometimes the chance comes around only once. And for some, the temptation to change and make a fresh start can stay in the heart and can't be dismissed. Think about it and trust in the Lord and in the support of family too as you consider that change. The biggest change is to devote yourself more and more to doing what is right and to eliminate from your life whatever is not honest or fair. You know your own life, I know mine, and all of us need a fresh start and a willingness to accept the Lord's forgiveness and his call to come closer to him in the way we behave. Perhaps the opening prayer from this Sunday's Mass sums it up best. And with these words I finish. Almighty, ever-living God, direct our actions according to your good pleasure, that in the name of your beloved Son, we may abound in good works. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.